Hey, is Jerry in by chance?
This is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today?
The bank of what?
Bank of Cardiff?
Never heard of you.
We're a private business bank out in San Diego. We actually had extended a finance offer here to you in the business about 2 weeks ago. You guys had been recently pre-approved for some equipment and working capital for right around 250K. I just kind of wanted to touch base to see how everything was going with the business. If you had anything in the pipeline, we could possibly help you out with.
Sure, what interest are you looking at?
It's just going to kind of depend on which programs you were looking at and what you were kind of looking to do. Did you have anything coming up here with like projects or equipment you were maybe looking to tackle?
I'm spending $90,000 on a piece of equipment this week.
I see. What type of equipment there are you picking up?
It's an aerial lift.
Aerial lift. Okay.
Yep.
And did you already have financing in place, or how far along in the
Yes,
process were you?
I do.
I see. I see. And is this through like kind of your local bank, or how are you financing this?
I'm going to pay for it.
Oh, you're going to pay cash.
Yes.
I see. I see. Have you looked at financing options there as opposed to, putting a
I
large
have.
lump sum? I see.
Yes, I have.
Have you gotten any approvals, or have you gotten?
Yes, I have.
I see. Are you looking for financing on the equipment, or are you looking to just pay cash? Like, just trying to get a feel
Well,
for where you're at with everything.
if something comes along with a really good interest rate, I consider borrowing a little bit and keeping some money around.
I got you.
But that's if a good fi but that's if a good finance rate comes around, and I have a feeling that's not going to happen.
Why? What's your reasoning for that?
Oh no, because nobody wants to give the percent that I want to pay.
Which percent is that? If you don't mind me asking.
If I can get something for around 2 or 3%, I would
Okay.
borrow a few thousand dollars.
I see. How much is an aerial lift cost there?
It's $90, just over 90.
Just over 90K. Okay. And is that for a new or a used piece?
Brand new.
Brand new. Okay. And have you purchased one of these in the past before? Is this something new you were looking to add to your fleet?
In addition.
In addition, okay. And what's the reason there for adding this? Did you have some projects coming up you needed it for, or?
Always.
I see. And you just have you like leased it in the past, or did like a rental?
I've used plenty, and now I want one.
About time for an upgrade there. And you said, did you have a project coming up this week, or you're looking to purchase it this week?
No, I'm buying it this week.
Okay. So
Saturday, to be exact.
Saturday. Okay. And is this through like a third party you're purchasing it, or is this a vendor auction?
I guess it's from the dealer.
Oh, you're going straight through the dealer. Okay.
No, I'm buying it at a convention.
At a convention.
I'm buying the floor model from the factory, from the rep, but they can't. It has to be sold through a dealer.
I see. I see.
I'm going through a dealer.
Gotcha.
That's the story. What do you got for me?
Yeah, so as far as equipment goes, it's kind of like your traditional kind of car kind of loan structure, 2 to 5 year terms. Rates typically start in the mid single digits there. And it's kind of something we've actually only focused on when we actually first started. So for a little over 14 years now, it's kind of been our bread and butter here. So we kind of have some of the better programs available there in that part of the industry. As far as getting you an approval, really all we need is about three things that we look at. It's just a one-page app. Did you guys file 2015 tax return by chance?
Yeah.
Okay, so we would need a copy of your tax return, and then it's just 6 months of your most recent bank statements. Have you been given like a quote or an invoice on the piece of equipment, or you just know how much that's going to cost?
I have the invoice. I put a
You have
down
the
payment
invoice.
on it.
I see. Yeah, so I mean, as far as getting you approval, those are really the only things that we look at. Once I get that over, I can get you submitted to underwriters, usually get you an answer in about 24 hours. And if it makes sense for you in the business, you give us the call and they're funded in the next 24 hours and you're immediately able to take advantage of that equipment. I know you said you're looking to purchase this Saturday, so getting you answers is something that I'm sure is going to be a main focus, which is something I can push for. Did you kind of have a plan there? I know you said, kind of what rate you were looking for. Did you have like a term, like term length you were looking for as far as how long you wanted the payments to go out for?
A couple years. 2 years, maybe 10, 20, 30,000. Or 2-3%.
What do you mean by...
And if that's not...
Are you looking to finance the whole piece of equipment or just a portion of it?
No, maybe just a portion.
I see. As far as equipment goes, we would have to finance you on the whole piece of equipment. The other thing that we could look at would be a working capital loan, which is just an unsecured cash loan, but those are going to be typically a little bit more pricier than the equipment programs we have just because of the terms and rates that are attached to it. They're much more attractive.
Doesn't sound very attractive to me.
On which part?
Either. Why would I want to borrow $90,000?
Well, I'm saying...
Full amount.
Well, because then it frees up cash flow for you there. The piece of equipment sounds like it'll pay for itself. What type of like monthly income will this piece of equipment generate for you with this these kind of newer projects you'll be able to dive into?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't have like a...
No, I don't. We do a lot of things. It might be sitting for a couple months at a time. Actually, it will be sitting for a couple months at a time.
I was going to say, is winter kind of typically the slower part of the year there for you?
Yep.
Okay.
That, and in the spring, I won't be using it too much for a couple months. I got some other things going on, but anyway, that's my business.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Did you maybe have an email there, Jerry? I can shoot you my information. You can look it over. Give you some time maybe to kind of brainstorm there.
Like I said, it doesn't sound like anything I'm interested in. If you can't give me a few thousand dollars at a low interest rate, I'm just not interested.
No, I get that. I'm just trying to understand what a few thousand dollars would help in on a $90,000 piece of equipment there.
Like I said, if I could borrow $20,000-$30,000 for 2-3%, mm-hmm. I'd say, hey, why not do it? But it doesn't sound like you got anything in that direction, so.
I mean, on the cash side, no. On the equipment, we could look at financing the piece of equipment, but it doesn't sound like you want to finance the whole thing. You kind of want to go half and half.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Anyway, I got to go. Thanks for your time.
No worries, Jerry.
Have a good day.